After tea, the cheerful little group sang songs and played music. Scrooge recognised the song that his little sister used to sing, and remembered sadly what the ghost of Christmas past had shown him. Later, the friends played guessing games, and Scrooge joined in the games with delight. Nobody except the spirit could hear him, but he often guessed the right answer.
"It's time to go now," said the ghost, smiling at the old man's childish excitement.
"No, spirit, please. Let me stay a little longer. Look, they're playing a new game."
It was a game called Yes and No, in which Scrooge's nephew had to think of something, and the others had to ask questions to discover what it was. The only possible answers were yes or no. Scrooge heard that Fred was thinking of a living animal, a wild animal, sometimes an angry animal, which lived in London and walked in the streets. Every time he answered a question, Fred could not stop himself laughing. At last, his wife's dark, pretty sister started laughing too.
I know what it is, Fred. I know," she cried out. "It's your Uncle Scrooge."
Everyone laughed until they cried. What a wonderful game! What a clever idea of Fred's! But at last Fred dried his eyes and said,
"We've been very merry because of him, so I think we should drink to his health. Here's to Uncle Scrooge. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to the old man. Uncle Scrooge! To Uncle Scrooge!" they all cried, cheerfully lifting their glasses.